Page 12. A. The World of English. A Short Illustrated History.
More than 350 million people on 6 continents speak English as their first language. That makes English the second most widely spoken language in the world, after Mandarin Chinese. Why has the use of English become so widespread? It is primarily due to the fact that Britain was the most powerful and influential country in the world for several centuries. Imagine your country being taken over by people from another part of the world, who then proceed to set up their own system of government, build schools according to their own traditions, treat you like an inferior, and demand you learn their language. Unthinkable? This is exactly what happened in country after country from the 17th century onwards, as British influence and the English language spread to every part of the world. Where the sun never sets. To fully understand why English has become a world language, we need to take a quick journey back in time. It all started in the 1600s, when British trading companies, such as the British East India Company, set up trading posts in India to secure raw materials for Britain and to create markets for British manufactured goods. Gradually, the Indian trading enterprise turned into a ruling enterprise, and by the 1850s, most of India was under British control. The quest for wealth and political power led the British to establish colonies all over the world, not just in India. By the end of the 19th century, the British Empire had become the largest empire in history, comprising about 23% of the world's population and 20% of its landmass. At the time, it was often said that the sun never sets on the British Empire. There were colonies in every corner of the world, and the sun would therefore always be shining on one of them. The British colonial rulers were firmly convinced that they were superior to the natives of the colonies they governed, and made no effort to hide their condescending attitude. This sense of superiority, shared by colonialists from many European countries at the time, led in part to the conception that whites were obligated to bring civilization to non-white people. Colonial powers all over the world subjugated the people and suppressed the culture of the countries they colonized. The 20th century saw growing demands for independence by nearly all the British colonies. Country after country proceeded to regain their former status as independent states, or became self-governing dominions within the Commonwealth of Nations. These countries did not reject British influence entirely, however. The British school system is still predominant in most former colonies. Cars are still driven on the left side of the road, and the English language is still widely used.